This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello.
Hello.
Hiya. How was your, I'm asking you listening, how's your Paddy's Bank Holiday weekend? Pass. Oh, good. Good, 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 good.
Oh, that's sad to hear. Just good to get a bit of balance. Yeah,
just
in case. Just
in case.
Yeah, yeah.
I had such a good weekend.
God, it was so good.
Oh, God, I did.
You start, Ash. Okay. Tell us the bits you couldn't tell us on the show.
Well, on Friday I didn't do much. I kind of stayed in. And then on Saturday, I went to see Sive in the Gaiety.
Oh, yeah.
Which was
How
absolutely
was she?
Amazing. She was lovely. She was grand. It was absolutely brilliant. It was the last day of it. So I went to the matinee. And then straight after, I went to watch the Ireland match in the pub, which was, so stressful. What the fuck?
It was ridiculously stressful.
Not great.
As in watching the match,
I mean,
or trying to watch a match in a pub in Dublin?
No, just watching the match.
Because it was kind of tight.
I actually only caught the second half because the show was like on a bit longer than I expected. But God, it was tense, wasn't it? I was getting quite nervous that we weren't going to win. Anyway, then me and my friends went for dinner. We spent the evening in Stony Batter then. And then we went to the Glimmer Man. Did you ever go there?
Yeah.
And we got a little spot with darts. And it was so perfect. It was like this little corner. We had a dartboard to ourselves and we played this game where you just go around the circle. It was like six of us and you just have to get, and the number, so you start at one.
Yeah.
And you need to get three darts and then you go around until you get to 20.
I think it's called
it has a name. It's not cricket.
No, it's called like a country's name, or it's called like some sort
of... Oh, right.
I can't remember what it is. Oh, it's Shanghai. That's
is it? Okay. It was so fun. And then we had a reel, well, that was my reel, that every time you took your darts back off the board, you had to do a little dance move.
Of course you want that.
That made it very fun.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, I just had people over to the apartment and we all got drunk all day and stayed drunk all day.
It was fun.
Dream.
Oh, so fun.
Absolute dream.
You were giddy when I met you.
I had a great Paddy's Day. Yeah, Emma met us in the pub later on. And yeah, I had a really good Paddy's Day.
Over to you.
Friday, I met some people in town. And we went for one in Sheehan's because that's our summer pub. And
we were
summer is here officially. So we sat outside there and then we went to Neary's and sat outside there for a while. Then we went inside and it was great crack. It was unreal. I came home and then I
nearly broke my finger in Neary's once on the
did
door.
You? Yeah. Nice.
I closed the door and after myself
on
my finger. And you know the ring I normally wear?
Oh yeah.
I never stupidly took it off. So when I woke up the next day, my finger was honestly
ballooned.
The size of two fingers.
Jesus.
And I kept thinking I was going to lose my finger because my ring was on. I was like, it's my granny's ring. I don't want to break it. Anyway.
That's gas.
My Neary story.
But then I think the next day, what was it? The next day was Saturday. We went out for the rugby, but I had to go home. So we came out of Boland's and everyone turned right to go to town. And I went left to go to bed because I was up at 2 a.m. I was doing a show on Today FM at 3 in the morning from till 7.
That's crazy.
For Paddy's Day,
insane.
Yeah.
So it was like driving into work and like, you know, when people are still out was so
bizarre.
Did you
drive down Camden Street?
Yeah, I didn't. I actually turned left. I went down South Circular Road, but I had to come around obviously on Kevin Street and it was just still packed with people. It was like the last, the Walking Dead or something. Like
yeah.
That. It was insane.
And when you look at that like from a sober point of view as well, you're like, oh,
yeah, so
scary.
It was terrifying.
Was great though.
It was pretty crack.
So buzzy.
Sunday just stayed local, didn't want to go to town because like we were literally walking into...
You've been up all night.
I'd been up since 2, so we walked local and while we were walking local, we were passing a bus stop that had about 30 lads on like the Irish rugby jerseys and all going to town, and then we were like, oh, thank God we're not going to town. We got to the pub we were going to locally and the bus drove past us and you could hear the tunes on the bus and
the
lads going poof, poof, poof.
No way.
And I was like, thank fuck we're not going to town.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I had a lovely Friday chills, did absolutely nothing, and then Saturday went out early enough for the rugby. I really had to pace myself. I was like, Jesus, like calm down. There was a big clock in Slattery's and I remember coming in, it was 4:30 and I was like, right, okay, or whatever time it was, 4:20, and I was like, I was never so aware of how much I was drinking because I was like, look at the clock.
Because you're watching the clock.
Because I was like, you need to be lasting at least 45 minutes to 50 minutes with the pint.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Or else I was like, I'm not going
to
make it. Anyway, yeah. I got wrecked at about... got wrecked as in tired.
Or like R-E-K-T.
Wrecked.
No, like sleepy. And I ordered a Chinese on the way home in a taxi at about 10 to 12.
Don't tell me if you
forgot about it. And traditionally, they're always so slow.
Yeah.
And I was like, not too far from home. I was like, I'll be sitting up now for ages waiting for this. feckin' fella was parked in my driveway waiting for me.
Dream.
I felt so bad for him. I was like, I'm really sorry. And he was like, no one's answering the door, blah, blah, blah. I was like, I'm so sorry. But it was feckin' amazing.
Unreal.
Literally picked it up, went inside, had my Chinese, brushed my teeth, went to bed. And yeah, no, it was actually such a good weekend. And then Paddy's Day was just crack. I was sober enough in town because I was working till 7. And I was crossing over to the other side. Anyway, and I was so intimidated walking through the crowd sober eventually.
Yeah, that would be scary.
It's like, oh my God, everyone is just so giddy. But it was good crack.
Yeah, it was a deadly weekend. It was so good.
And the weather made it.
And yesterday I died.
Another couple of long weekends ahead, don't we?
Well, there's one mega long because it's a Friday and Monday off.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So that's Good Friday.
Next week, say, you'll be working Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Then you're off to Friday. And then the following Monday, you're only coming back to work for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
So it's 3 4-day weeks in a row.
Stunning.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Stunning.
Yeah, we're getting there, guys.
We're getting there. Summery days are coming. Thanks for listening. Enjoy today's show and we'll catch you back here tomorrow.
Bye. Wake
up. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Oh, yeah.
Hello and good morning. It's 2 minutes after 7 on Tuesday, the 19th of March.
Good morning. How are we? Happy Monday. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Let's do it all again.
What do we deserve the well done for, Aisling? I don't know, really.
Just being here, I think. Being alive today.
I saw a tweet the other day that was basically like, I think you should get 4 or 5 CBA days.
What does CBA mean?
Can't be arsed. Just, you just text producer Callum, you go CBA and he goes, cool, you 4 left. Do you know what I mean? How good would that be?
That would be unreal.
I love that. I actually think it's going to be grand, lads. We're going to fly through this week.
To be fair, it's bright as hell.
Oh my God.
And I'm loving this.
It's so nice, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing.
Really quick one for you. Last night was waiting to watch Big Brother. Tell me, you're kind of sometimes like, come on, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
There's nothing else on. You know what I came across and I watched last night with my housemate? Crossroads.
What's Crossroads?
That's not random for me either now.
Are you serious?
Crossroads.
The Britney Spears movie from 2004.
Oh, wow.
I never heard of that film until the book came out and everybody, or in like all the conservatorship, everyone was like talking about Crossroads.
I can't believe you never watched Crossroads.
I never even heard of it.
Oh my goodness. I watched Crossroads when I was really young with my friend Hannah. Like, we were family friends and our parents were really good friends and I was like young watching it and I remember the impact of it so much. Please, will you put that on your list and watch Crossroads?
I'm not watching
Crossroads.
Where
do I watch this now?
But is that a new one or is it like an old
No, it was released in 2004. It's like OG Britney. It's like
back
in the day.
And she's young in it then, obviously. Well, duh.
Yeah, well.
Is it a documentary?
That's how time works.
No, it's a movie about three friends and their friendship breaking apart when they were kids and then coming back together and going on this journey together.
Ashley, that sounds a bit of you.
It does sound a bit of me. Is it going to be as good as Irish Wish, the Lindsay Lohan movie that came out?
Because I watched that yesterday and had the time of my life.
Is it as good as Transformers?
So good.
Loads to work through this week if you are cozying up on the couch in the evening. Watch Irish Wish, but watch Crossroads.
Right, it's on my list.
Good. Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. Good morning. Teddy Swims, Lose Control on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
So, is it Kate?
The new video released yesterday by TMZ and The Sun. Is it Kate in the video?
I definitely don't think it is. I think they've got a body double.
I think at this stage, they need to be producing things that are 100% looking like Kate. Yeah. And if there's shadow of a doubt, don't be putting it out there.
And like, it looks like that video was taken on a potato phone.
Oh, it's mad.
But I also feel like if that is her, she seems absolutely fine. She could do an Instagram video. No bother.
Yeah.
She could go live on TikTok.
Yeah,
easy.
I know. The inconsistencies. When I first saw the video go up, I actually was like, breathed a sigh of relief. I was like, okay, one, she's fine. Two, I can stop being down this rabbit hole. Gave it now. Run back on Twitter. Mayhem again.
Oh,
like, lads, because I saw some guy go, when the video was released, I saw some guy put up, lads, it's over. Listen, we'll always have the memories from the BBL conspiracies to the mini fringe. You'll have the memories forever. It's over.
I feel bad for anyone listening who's going, what in God's name are you talking about? But people must know.
Just
unless you've been living under a rock,
just search the name Kate Middleton and then have a good few hours for yourself.
Yeah, she's missing, but it's the it's just so interesting.
It is very interesting. Again, obviously, hope she's all right.
Yeah.
Well, I do think they need to be putting out some high def images.
100%.
That don't have weird
in today's world
lines and leaves on trees.
People are too tech savvy to get away with that.
They really are. I think they think the internet are thick.
Yeah, I think so too. Anyway, we will see what happens. Here is Dua Lipa. This is Houdini now on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Morning.
8 minutes after seven. Morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lovely bright one out there, finally.
Thank God.
Hope you're in good form.
I want to tell you why I was late for work this morning. I was about 15 minutes late for work, okay? And normally I'm about 4 minutes late for work. So that means I was about 11 minutes late for work. That's
right.
The maths that I'm choosing to do.
That's tough.
And it's annoying because I actually left the house on time this morning. However, once I opened my front door, I heard a noise that I simply couldn't ignore. And that was the frantic meow of a tiny lost cat.
Oh no.
On the street.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
As soon as I opened the door, I was like, it's my calling.
Alex was having a bad dream.
This is the second time that I have found a cat on my street and been compelled to help it. The last time, though, I did kind of leave it. And I really couldn't live with myself for the rest of
was
the morning.
Was it the same cat?
No, different cat. That was a tabby kind of cat. This cat, when I walked down the street and saw it, immediately screaming, cute house cat.
Okay.
A black cat with little white socks, little white paws, a little white belly and a little white dot on its nose. Very cute cat, okay? And I could see that the cat had a little collar and a tag on the collar. I called over the cat to have a look and she immediately like rolled over, was rubbing off my hand, and I managed to get around and read the label on the collar, and it confirmed what I knew to be true.
It was a cat.
The cat was Mr. Plop's sister.
Oh my God.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Mr. who?
Mr. Plop's sister. Right, well, rewind. Mr. Plop's is a cat that came to the balcony of my apartment back in August, okay? It was first became apparent that there was a cat doing poos on the flower bed of my balcony. This cat became known as Mr. Plops on this show. We named her on this show. It is a girl, eventually. That's confusing. The cat turned out to be owned by a restaurant on our street, okay? Mm-hmm. And when I had this correspondence with the restaurant, they said that Mr. Plops, also called Luna, has a less adventurous sister.
No way.
When I found this cat this morning, it had a similar shaped like tag to Mr. Plops, and on the tag it said the name of the restaurant and the cat's name, Midnight.
Oh my God, love it.
Midnight and Luna.
Midnight and Luna. Very cute, kind of themed
very
name.
Very nighttime,
okay?
Nighttime cats.
I couldn't leave this gorgeous cat out on the street in the big bad world. You could see she was like very distressed, very upset. So I kind of tried to like lure her to the front door of the apartment, but we're like upstairs, so there's a door and a door. So we got her, I got her to the door, and then I kind of got her in. I pretended to open my oats, my overnight oats, so she could smell the yogurt and the milk. And she did respond to that, but then she got too close to the oats. I was afraid she was actually going to start eating my oats. So I had to close that. Anyway, she ran out again. So I went up and I woke up my boyfriend, Alex.
Oh, I'm sure he was delighted.
He was delighted, yeah.
Lucky him.
Alex does enjoy cats, so I knew this would kind of tug on his heartstrings too. He came down. He was trying to lure the cat in. After about 5 minutes, I handed him a beef stick, a cat stick, flavoured beef. Him being a vegetarian, I said, I'm off to
have
work.
Your breakfast.
Yeah. Said, I'm off to work. You deal with this situation. So immediately he's like, okay, cool, thanks. I'm supposed to be asleep for the next 2 hours. And about 10 minutes ago, I got a photo of Midnight in the apartment.
Wow.
Oh my God, this restaurant are going to go crazy. You keep robbing their cats.
No, well, okay, this is the thing with this situation is, this cat has indeed been robbed.
Yeah.
But in about 2 hours, when the restaurant opens, the cat will be returned.
But there's,
so it's like a temporary rob.
The cat must stay in the restaurant all overnight and they just didn't today.
Yeah, and like I think the cats don't have access to the front. They have access to the back where they can come up to my apartment.
Yeah.
But we've never seen this one before, so I've actually no idea how this cat got out. But it was out the front.
Right.
Which is not where it's supposed to be, out in the big bad world.
Okay, okay. Because normally, as I said to you before, when you get stressed about cats that you see on your walk to work, like they do tend to venture outside a bit, cats.
They do.
Unlike a like house dog or whatever.
I know, but I think that's dog people's perception of cats, that they're like oh, well, cats can just go wherever they want and they'll always come back. But that is, as a cat person, I would say wrong, because I am on a page on Facebook called Lost and Found Cats in Dublin, and there's a hell of a lot of activity on that.
Right, okay, okay. Sorry.
The cat is currently going mad in the apartment, meowing. Poor Alex is hoping that the restaurant opens before he has to start work, because there's no way he's going to get a tap done. I'm getting nervous that this cat, like its sister, Mr. Plops, will eventually need to do as Mr. Plops does.
Yeah.
And what do we do then?
And when Mr. Plops comes to visit next time, she'll be sniffing all around going, oh my God, you cheated on me with my sister.
Exactly. So if you work in a restaurant with a cat called Midnight, you might want to get on to us on your way in.
Get into work early, please.
Please.
Here, Central C, it's Spin now. This one's called I Will. Good morning.
You put on your best fit to the club tonight.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Leanne and Don't Say Love on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Perry's up next. Just see, there's a lot of talk about her now and there's artwork and stuff for her solo career.
Would that be her first solo album
Cool. Yeah. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. Morning.
Good morning. Good Paddy's Day, one and all.
Unreal.
It was unreal.
Too good.
It was unreal for a lot of people and then a bit crap for other people. But oh my God, I just had the best day in the entire world. And I got really obsessed with one thing over the long weekend. And it was basically watching clips on YouTube. And every time I'd finish one video, I'd go and search for another. And I'd go and search on Twitter for more and Facebook and all of them. And I just wanted to see these clips and nothing else. And I would like you to see if you have any idea what in God's name I loved watching clips of over the weekend. So, for example, it was stuff like this.
Get in! It's over! It's over! And that's for the chat! That's for all of you! That's for every single one of you who've been moaned for 3 months. And I said patience. I said patience, I tell you.
A brilliant, brilliant clip, and I loved watching it. And then I even loved watching this.
And this is the absolute most pathetic, disgraceful performance this whole year. So complacent, such an idiotic decision there.
And then I change it up with this. Can you see why I'd be really, really enjoying watching these clips?
I think I need to find out what the hell they are before I can see why.
Oh, well, while that was going on, this was also going on.
Oh, my days. Oh, my days. Oh, my days.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my days.
Oh, my days. See you, man, later, yeah?
What is going on?
See you, man, later, yeah? See you, man, later, yeah? So even while that was going on, this was also going on. I just had the best weekend of my entire life. And even when this was played, I was buzzing.
Oh, no more.
I can't freaking believe it. How has this happened? How have we managed to do this?
Starting to cop on what's going on here.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant. So what are we thinking?
It took me a while, but you had a great day for the first time in a long time on Paddy's Day, Dave. You did.
And I know why, because my friend, who is a big Liverpool fan, came to my house and he wasn't happy.
Oh, it was delicious. And we're even still getting texts in now. Someone says, Dave, please, it's still raw. Yes, it is. It's wonderful, isn't it? Oh, it's so good. It's so nice. United 4, Liverpool 3. We are through to the FA Cup semi-final. We're going to Wembley, baby!
Woo!
Oh my God. And I needed to bring it to the show because the two of you are always slagging me over United. You're always saying stuff about it. You're always saying, oh, you never lose, you never win and you never score. Amad Diallo, 120th minute and he scores. Oh God, I've relived that moment about 70 times this weekend.
So are all of these clips people reacting?
They're fan accounts, basically. So I've been watching different United fan accounts to see their lovely reaction. They're so buzzing.
That's very
and
funny.
Then I've been watching Liverpool fan reactions and I've been going through them, and for the ones that still stayed, they are beautiful. Most of them were like, no, I'm logging off, and just logged off immediately, but it was wonderful.
I was meeting my friend and her boyfriend the other day and I wasn't going to meet them until the match was over, and he is a big Man United fan as well, and I just gave him this moment. I was like, how are you feeling? The moment it happened, and I don't know, there was a lot of emotion going on.
I was in tears.
Were you in the pool watching it?
No, I was at home. I was at home on my own. And
that's disappointing.
Yeah, like I was honestly in tears. Like it was just the most amazing feeling ever. It was so, so good. Liverpool will always be known as the club who conceded to Anthony's right foot. That hasn't happened before, ever. So well done.
Cool.
Well done.
Yeah, I said that as well on Sunday. They'll always be known. I said it at the session.
Anto's foot.
Anthony's left foot, was it? Yeah,
left foot. Right foot.
Yeah. Ah, very good. Well done, nice. Dave.
Look, I'm happy for you when you find a cat, okay?
I'm happy for you. I haven't mentioned anything about the FA Cup being a pretty crap competition. Yeah. I'm very happy for you.
Or the fact that you got one moment of joy and that's probably all you're going to get for the next while. But there we go. It is exciting.
Anthony's
I do feel
right
sorry for Algergo. It's his last time.
See you later. Farewell. Goodbye. Like Alvidersen.
All right. Ella Henderson. Alibi. Spin. You better run. Morning. That's not my name.
That's not my name. What? That's not my name.
This is a game called That's Not My Name. We get you on and with absolutely no hints, clues, we'll guess your name. If we get it right, you will win 10 IMC cinema passes. We don't guess anything. Or we don't get anything.
No.
You
nothing.
Take home the grand prize. We've never had so many cinema passes to go on this before. That's because every week that it's not won, we roll over and we add two more to the pot, okay? So this could get huge, but we'd love to give it away today because that buzz is so exciting.
Can I ask, what is the most amount of IMC cinema passes we've ever given away at one time?
Producer Callum is on the mic.
I feel like, do you remember when we gave away the box of random stuff that we found in the office? I think there was 27.
Oh my God!
In that. So there's a fair way to go.
Okay, right. We'll be a few more weeks at this before we beat the record.
I think in particular, if you're a parent listening to this and you've got a child's birthday party coming up, this is literally the dream.
Oh my God, you could bring a full class with 27 IMC Cinema Pass. Okay, you've been sending in voice notes of you saying what your name is. Producer Callum is the only one that can hear those voice notes. This is all for verification purposes.
Sure. Okay.
He's going to give us the nod when to play them.
Yeah. Headphones off.
Headphones off.
In the room.
They like the voices
off.
In my head.
We're good to go, Callum.
We are.
My name is Quiva.
And let's go for call number one.
Player number one, how are you?
I'm good, how's things?
Good. Okay, I'm going to get straight into this, player one. Good vibes, good energy. Player one, is your name Amy?
That's not my name.
Oh, God. Player one, is your name Hannah?
That's not my name.
Last chance. Player one, is your name Kira?
That's not my name.
Player one, what is your name?
My name's Quiva.
Quiva.
Sugar.
You were close with Kira.
Irish Colleen. Yeah.
Sorry about that, Quiva.
No problem, thanks.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. All right. Can we headphones off again, guys?
Yeah, let's do it.
Callum, we good?
Yeah.
My name is Stephen.
And let's go.
Player two.
Player two. How was your weekend?
Yeah, it was good. Just got back from Tenerife.
Oh, very nice.
Tenerife. Say no more. We might guess your name.
Player two. Is your name Brian?
It is not.
Oh, when he said it is not.
I know. It was a tease. There.
Is your name Paul?
No.
Okay.
I'm thinking Tenerife and I'm going to say, is your name Thomas?
No, it's not.
Dear.
Not your name. Reveal yourself, player two. What's your name?
Stephen.
Stephen
right and Tenerife.
It was right there.
Sitting there.
I could totally picture Stephen and Tenerife.
I know.
I totally do. Why are we saying Paul for? Paul would never go to Tenerife.
Idiots.
Damn it.
We're so stupid.
Sorry about that, Stephen.
Hope you had a lovely weekend. No. Talk to you later.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Bye.
Maybe if Stephen had been to Salou, I would have guessed it correctly.
Maybe so.
You never know.
Headphones off again. I'm producer Callum. Are we good to go?
Yes, we are.
My name is Claire.
And let's play.
Okay, let's play player three.
Last chance.
How are you, player three?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Player three, is your name Sinead?
That's not my name.
Player three, is your name Fiona?
That's not my name.
Player three, you sound kind of cutesy. I'm going to guess, is your name Lucy?
That's not my name.
Player three, reveal yourself. What's your name?
My name is Claire.
Claire.
Again, it was right there. Claire. Sorry about that, Claire. Thank you for playing, though, and enjoy your nice short week. Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right, we rolled 12 IMC cinema passes for the taking next week.
That's insane. And Leslie has been in touch on just the excitement of winning potentially 10 plus cinema passes. She said that's at least €120, if not. She said that's a brill prize.
I didn't even think of that.
Right, you are, Leslie.
So we should stop saying 10 IMC cinema passes. We should say €120 worth of cinema passes.
Yeah, there you go. It's just going to keep getting bigger, isn't it? It's back again next Monday around this time on Spin. Whoa, it's the way that I wake up day to day.
Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Wake up. Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
We got the morning routine.
Hi, good morning. It's Tuesday, the 19th of March, 2024. Happy short week to you.
Oh, happy short week to you, Emma.
And many happy returns.
3 minutes after 8, you're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling on Spin. I want to call out Aisling Bonner on something on the show this morning.
Oh, go on, please.
Oh, no.
I love when someone gets called out and it's not me.
On Paddy's Day, I went to meet Ash and her gang and her friends for a few drinks.
I'm scared.
So me and my friend and her boyfriend came with me and we all met up together, right? So I met Ash and her crew and we were having great old crack. And I kind of noticed something as I looked around her group.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone was badged, right?
Badged?
Badged. Yeah. Everybody had a badge.
Branded.
Of course.
Aisling had her crew hashtag branded. And then I said no, because I was put the pieces together, because earlier I'd seen she had a few rounds to your apartment and you were out in the balcony.
Yeah.
And I noticed you really busy with your knitting needles.
I was knitting, right? On St. Patrick's Day.
Of course she was knitting while she had loads of guests over in her apartment.
That's all right.
And what she was knitting clearly was badges for them all to wear so that they were all branded as a member of her crew on their night out. So I felt utterly left out. I said, did you bring your needles? Like, you need to get cracking.
Let's go.
And get our badges.
Three more, yeah. Please.
Everyone was wearing a tiny knitted Irish flag on their lapel. And they looked very well.
They wore them on different spots. Some were wearing them on belts. Some of them were wearing them on bags. Some of them were, like, there was a gang of about 12 or 13 people here. Like, she was flat out.
It was an assembly line situation. And that isn't to count the 10 Irish flags that I have to still knit as part of a deal that I made with people to pay for raffle tickets for the musical I was in last week.
Yeah, I was waiting for this.
A couple of people did see the badges on my Instagram story, the ones that I knit for the guests, and said, come here, I'm still waiting for my flag since I sent a raffle ticket. So yeah, I still have to knit a few more this week.
Yeah. So what was the deal? Did you just say, okay, anyone who's part of my crew must be branded?
I will say, it was quite the soiree when you entered. There was a row of hand-knit Irish flags, complete with a little bag of pins. When you walked in, I said, please take your hand-knit Irish flag badge and pin it to your lapel. And if I bring you over to the left, there's a Rice Krispie one for everybody and a Tato and Brennan's crisp-making sandwich station as well.
Wow.
Yeah,
do enjoy yourself.
You go hard, girl.
And people did.
Oh, they did. They did indeed.
You're with Emma, Dave, and Aisling on Spin. The golden ticket is on the way.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen. Emma, Dave, and Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
All right, we are trying to give you away a holiday. This holiday is to Corfu, and it's all with thanks to Sunweek, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Come on, let's do it. Short week.
Thank you, that's what I wanted to say. I was like, round up. No, that's what you do when you shoot someone. It's roll up.
Craig, how was your weekend?
I was at a friend's wedding for the weekend.
Oh, very nice. Where was the wedding, Craig?
It was in Roscommon, Kilronan Castle.
Lovely.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Good few weddings, I think, on the Paddy's weekend. That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be, to be fair. You'd be looking forward to that.
What day of the weekend was it on?
The wedding was Saturday, but they had a second day on the Sunday.
You could chill on the Monday.
That's lovely.
That worked out really well.
Who was getting married, Craig?
A friend of mine, Niall, his name is.
Ah, well, congratulations.
And did he look
Niall.
Lovely?
He did indeed, yeah.
Did you have any specific role? Were you in the groom's party or anything? No.
No, just enjoying it.
Oh, were that's you great. Raging? Were you annoyed to be left out?
Yeah, were you feeling
No.
You're like, Niall should have included me.
No, most
did it damage your friendship with Niall?
Not at all. Made it stronger because I don't like being part of the
Yeah, most
party.
Lads would hate to be part of
Brilliant.
That stuff. Like, would hate that. So that's kind of the perfect scenario, isn't it, Craig?
So you and Niall are in good terms.
That's good.
Fair enough.
That's good.
Craig, have you any holidays booked for the year ahead?
I don't yet, no.
Have you ever been to Corfu?
I definitely haven't.
You haven't been to Corfu? Okay, well, let's see if we can get you a holiday and let's see if we can get you to Corfu. This is Emma, Dave, and Aisling's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah.
Amazing. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. If the song with a few people on it, you only need to tell us one artist that's on the song. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know the tune, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once though, and you can't do it on the final tune. If you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Craig?
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Dunboyne.
Craig from Dunboyne, County Meath. Let's go for song one with 25 seconds on the clock. Best of luck. Song one playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I have this thing where I get
older, but just never
Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Cuddling. Not Uncle Villain, as Dave would say.
Not Uncle Villain. The opposite of Uncle Villain. Oh, swap it. Swap it, man.
Swap.
Swap it, yeah.
Yeah, all right. We were getting down into the single digits there.
Let's swap it out.
All right, we've had that a few times on the Golden Ticket, and Dave always says, not Uncle Villain.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good clue, but I'm obviously just going to need to stop saying that.
I think people are soon going to get the clue over the song. Anti-Hero is the song by Taylor Swift.
Do you get why I said Uncle Villain?
It's a good clue then, yeah.
Thank you. It is a good clue.
Just want to give you a very quick stat. On Friday, we also swapped out song one, and we got all the way to song four, so
yeah,
the game is not over.
Very true, very true. Okay. And I have a feeling, Craig, you're going to know the brand new swapped song one. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. She played the fiddle
in an Irish band. Ed Sheeran, Galway Girl.
Stop the clock.
Lovely stuff. You got that in just over 3 seconds. So we've 21.7 seconds left. Ed Sheeran, Galway Girl, that was obviously, and 4 songs to go.
Only 4 songs to go, but no swap remaining. Unfortunately, let's go for song two. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. There's a place in my heart when it all comes
crashing down. Anytime I hear your name. No idea.
No. Oh, no. There's a place
that I go. So much time.
No idea.
Name some female artists.
And it's true. How are you getting on today anyway?
I
have no idea.
Oh, that's frustrating, Craig.
It was sampling Shakira. But it is not Shakira.
It isn't. It's Ava Max and Kygo, and the song is called Whatever.
Never would have got it.
Have you heard of it before?
No, actually.
Oh, God.
In fairness, it's only out a couple of months.
We are playing it non-stop on spin, I would have thought. Callum, what do you think?
I did add this in because I don't know if you remember on Friday we said that this song would appear again on Tuesday's game. Indeed. So, surprise if you were listening. Vividly,
I wasn't because I was actually off work last week, so I know
he's getting a suit sorted for the wedding.
Yeah. So, do you know what, Craig? That's our fault. So sorry about that. we didn't realise. But listen, at least you had a good weekend, and thank you very much for playing.
All good.
Yeah. Cheers. Thanks.
Have a great day, Craig. Bye.
All right, we try again. 087-711-1038. The word golden in a WhatsApp.
Come on.
Yeah, we'd love to send you to Corfu. And I think it could. I know we had a tough start, but it could go this week.
I think it will, lads.
Positivity.
High time, statistically.
The spice of life. Spins, fully
charged. Recharged. Good morning.
Morning.
I remember as a kid, my mom used to say that when I go through life, I'm going to meet a lot of interesting characters, especially in the office, especially working and being an adult and things like that. And I always just thought, no, everyone's normal. My God, was I wrong.
Nobody really is.
People are mad. People are just a bit insane. And I was watching the UK Office the other day. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
Yeah.
But I was kind of like watching it and pinpointing characters in it that I thought, well, we have one of them in our office.
Oh, yeah.
And we have one of them in our, you know what I mean? This person is that person, and matching them up almost to their characters. And so it got me thinking of like the worst people in the office. And I'm going to call you all out at the moment.
Are you going to name anybody by name?
I will not name a single person.
Then
no.
You may proceed.
And I think it's funner to not name a person, because I know there's people in the office who are currently listening and they're going, is this me?
Okay,
interesting.
Okay. Now, there are maybe certain people in this room who are guilty of this.
Oh, God.
But number one is responding to emails with an all at.
Okay.
Okay. So when someone emails you or whatever, and then you respond to everyone. So you're like, say, for example, we get sometimes emails from our receptionist being like, hey, there's pizza upstairs or whatever. Yeah. And someone would be like, thanks, Zoe. Sent to the whole company.
Yeah, 300 plus people.
We don't need to see that.
I feel sorry for those people because I always feel like it's an accident.
Yeah, very true.
I feel like, it's usually a mistake, but there could be people out there who just insist on doing the all ads.
That is absolutely fair. It could be an accident, right? This one is absolutely 100% not an accident, and there is someone in this room who does this 100%.
Oh, no. You smiled when you said that, as if you looked at me.
No. CCing the boss on an email to someone else. Good morning. Good morning, producer Callum. How are you?
If he sends
an email to me, it's always CC Nick.
Really?
It's not all the time. It's mainly more like, you know, when I'm on holiday and I just have to show that I'm doing my job to give a handover to you, because sometimes people don't cover me.
Yeah.
I just CC in Nick just to know, to make sure that he knows that I've done my job.
Yeah, so you're covering your arse.
Of course. Yeah. You have to cover yourself.
I'm not a rat.
I know you're not.
I'm not a rat.
I'm only joking. Do you know it hasn't happened in this company that I've worked in. I swear in my life it hasn't. But in other companies I've worked in, there are certain people who think they're your boss. and act as if they're your boss.
Oh, yeah.
But they're not.
Yeah.
And they're the weirdest people in the world. Like, you know, do you ever get when someone's like, will you have that on my desk by like 5 o'clock? And you're like, yeah. What? No. Yeah. Who are you?
Yeah, we're on par here.
Yeah, like, you sit beside me. Yeah. I'm watching you watch Netflix right now. Like, do you know what I mean? You're not my boss.
Yeah.
So weird.
You have the people who have this ego and this bossiness kind of,
it's
don't they?
So bizarre. So if you're that person, you need to calm that down. Don't be doing that now. Number four, Mr. Chirpy. I'm sick of Mr. Chirpy. Mm. Every morning you walk in, it's good morning. And you're like, oh, stop it. 6:10.
It's certainly not you anyway,
it's
Dave.
It's not me. It is me when I'm walking out the door.
Yeah, bye. Bye, everyone. Have a great day.
Do you know the people who come into work in a full-blown suit with runners on? Just so you know that they walked to work. They walked, and you see them on the train, you see them on the Lewis, you see them on the Dart and the bus.
I think the lads coming in with their helmets in their hand are just like,
yeah. Or the worst, they come in with their folded up bike.
Yeah.
I rolled this in, guys. Now I'm lifting it with one arm.
Taking off the, what's it called, like the Lewis?
High vis.
Yeah. I used to be this kind of person as well, though, to be fair, because I used to rock in every single morning with my scooter.
Yeah.
And I'd park it in the middle of the office, like just to charge, and everyone would be kind of having to tiptoe around the scooter and stuff like that. And then finally, if this is you, you need to take a real long, hard look at yourself. The tuna microwave guy.
I knew that was coming.
This needs to stop.
Yeah, I experienced it before.
I experienced it over the weekend in this building.
Walked in
to get something off my desk and boom, it's like a punch in the face. Someone making fish for lunch in work.
Yeah.
You know what I had over the weekend, because I was in a bit as well, and I felt guilty. Coke and noodles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit pungent.
It's a bit pungent.
It is a bit pungent.
I was a bit embarrassed when I opened the microwave. I was like opening the door to be like, yeah. Oh,
did you do that in work?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's...
Is that too much?
I think it is probably a little
chicken
bit.
Chicken flavour.
Yeah. I used to work with a girl who made scrambled eggs in the microwave at 6:30 in the morning.
No. No, stop. Oh, I couldn't. No. That's awful.
And then you go and make your porridge or whatever, and your porridge be smelling like rotten egg.
Yeah, no, not good at all.
Not ideal.
So if you're any one of those people, I think you really need to take a long, hard look at yourself and maybe leave your job.
Yeah.
And if you're anything like Dave, who actually does such bare minimum after the show, then don't be like him either.
Thank you, Emma. Thank you for that.
That was a JK as well. Although you probably are very happy saying goodbye. Goodbye.
See ya. Mr. Chirpy out.
Dave McRae.
We were just talking about the worst people in the office, and number one on that list has got to be the tuna microwave person.
Yes.
The person who's making any sort of fish or pungent food in the microwave, it's just awful.
I just said I made coke noodles once, and I felt guilty because I thought it was just too pungent for the workplace.
It is a little bit, isn't it?
Niamh is standing by though as well, and she is guilty of microwaving in work. What in particular, Niamh?
Popcorn.
Popcorn is a decent one.
Welcome to the crew.
But no one ever actually complained about the smell of it. People used to be walking around being like, oh my god, the smell of microwave popcorn is lovely.
Yeah.
100%. I'm actually totally on board with making microwave popcorn, especially if you're sharing it.
Well,
yeah, she's not sharing it.
Okay.
That's just evil.
It's the same
I'd be
with toast.
I'd be over my little corner hiding to myself.
Good stuff. All right, thanks, Niamh.
No bother.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I want to establish a bit of etiquette here, and I think it'll be good for all of us maybe to learn this.
That sounds like she's about to give out to me for something.
No, not at all. I have a question for those of you out there who are normal and have been to many weddings. So part of my personality prior to last year was that I'm in my mid-20s.
Late-20s.
And I've never been to a wedding. I'm now 28. I went to my first wedding last September and I was a complete noob, but it was kind of nice because it was a family wedding, so I just followed my mammy and daddy around and they told me where to go and what to do, and that was nice. So now I'm like, yeah, I'm a girl who's been to a wedding. Was the wedding good? How were the speeches? How was the afters? How was the reception?
Yeah, if I had never been to a wedding, you couldn't pay me to get that info out of me, that no one had ever invited me to a wedding. I'm not telling a soul that.
Well, that's fair.
I was quite proud in some strange reason.
Similarly to you, yeah. I was at a wedding when I was a child.
Yeah.
And then until I was like 26, 27, I hit my first wedding and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, I think it depends on your family and the age of everybody and all that crack. However, I'm very popular now. And I've just been invited, not to a full wedding, but the after. pictures of a wedding.
That's so much better.
And I'm all up in the air again now. I don't know, what time do I go? What do I wear? And when am I having my dinner? And all of this. But the big question that's eating me inside is, do I have to bring a present? And I'm not being scabby. I will. But if I do, and you're not supposed to, will that just be awkward?
Would you throw off everyone else who showed up to the afters, potentially with no present?
And will the bride and groom be like, oh, she's mad about us?
Yeah.
In a weird way.
See, I wouldn't know the answer to this purely because I've only ever been invited to the whole wedding.
To the whole wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm more popular. So
when you're invited to the whole wedding, you're like, I need to cash out on this. Like, this is going to be money and cards and everything.
I love the way that, though, because I've been to a few weddings, especially with cousins and stuff like that, and I'm like, there's going to become a part where you're like, I'm sick of weddings. They're so expensive. Like, they're insane. So I would just, I don't know what the answer is, but I'd just be like, nah.
I think it'll be interesting to know, like, what the general public do for afters. Because even for, like, when you are invited to a full wedding, everybody has different opinions on how much you should give. And if your bridesmaid give you this, if your family give this, and if it's a friend, you give this.
And if you're in a couple, you give this together. But if you're going on your own, it's different.
Yeah.
Blah-dee-blah-dee-blah.
Very simply, this morning on 087 711 1038, if you're invited to the afters of a wedding, present or no present? Okay. That's what we need to establish first. We might get into the nitty gritty now. But if you've been to an afters, maybe if you have been married, what did you expect? What did you bring?
Oh yeah, would you be annoyed if someone went to the afters and didn't bring a present?
I would love to hear from a man slash woman on the inside. Present or no present if you're invited to the afters of a wedding?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Present or no present when you're invited to the afters of a wedding? Do you bring a little token or is there no need? Okay, I've been invited to my first ever afters. Only went to my first wedding in September, so I am a noob in terms of all of these. And I'm not trying to come across as scabby. I actually just don't know.
No, no.
Is it cool to bring a gift? Is that like embarrassing for the couple? I don't know.
I think what sometimes can be tricky with all things weddings, when again you're like our age, you're semi new to it, right?
Yeah.
Is you could ask your mom or dad's advice on this and they give you a completely different opinion than a friend and then a newly married friend. Like, it kind of changes all the time.
Yeah.
I think
it's different to like when my mom and dad used to go to weddings. It's different now. Oh,
I sometimes was wondering about it because, say, my friend got married in Lisbon last year. Now, I was maid of honor, but I was like, flights, accommodation for a week, like all of that on top of them, what you're giving.
Did you give a gift as well, being maid of honor?
Of course.
Oh my God, that's insane.
And sometimes I think you give even more if you're bloody sweet.
Maid of honor. And you're already paying for your accommodation for a week. You know, there's a lot going on.
I honestly think we could delve into like all the different subcategories of this on different shows.
But for
today, yes, we're asking at the afters of a wedding, if you're only invited to the afters, present or no present?
Yeah, that question to you, Amy.
Yeah, just a small gift though. Just a small one because you're not invited to the whole lot, so there's no big pressure on you to put like money in the card because you're not actually eating the meal that the bride and groom are paying for.
Yeah.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
I think often when you think of the money, you're like, I'm pretty much paying for my own food here and, you know, the drinks.
That's the cost of me.
Well, that's it. Like, I'm getting married myself this year and I wouldn't expect anybody to even bring a card, but people that are probably there will be like, oh, like the cheek of you to show up, but nothing.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it's just like social pressure now. So would you say like give like a token gift if you're invited to the afters?
Yeah, like it could be like a voucher for the couple to have a meal, like, you know, or just even like for afternoon tea or something like that.
Yeah. See, now when you do that though, by the time you spend money on a voucher for a couple, you'd be getting up to the amount nearly that people would be given in the car, no?
Live in socials and know all the Groupons.
Or in the case
special offers.
You do work at Spin, just go to reception and rob some concert tickets.
Yeah, IMC cinema passes.
IMC cinema passes, we have plenty of them.
Thanks, Amy.
IMC tickets to them and they have a few dates by then.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, and then a Ziploc bag.
Best of luck with the wedding planning, Amy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Here's a code for a 3-month Now Entertainment membership. Enjoy yourselves.
I'd love that. That'd be great.
Me too.
Romy was on as well.
You can't go wrong with 50 quid in the card for an after. So you just show up, there's 50 quid in the card, and then go on a party. That's the way to do it.
Job done.
Okay.
Quid.
I'll take that now. That's nice and simple.
Molly, what are you saying? A present for the afters of a wedding or no present?
Absolutely. It's like a birthday party part. You have to give money.
You have to give money?
Money.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not paying for the dinner, you're not paying for any of the, you know, the drinks or whatever. And when you go to a wedding afters, you're paying for it all yourself. It's not like it's an open bar.
Yeah.
Well, very rarely it is. So
you're getting the buffet.
No. There'll be nothing at this.
There'll be no food.
It's after the dinner, mate.
Yeah, you get buffet at the afters.
Sometimes there is some random buffet that would come out.
You might get a few chicken bits coming in.
So are you saying then, with that in mind, that you're given the same amount of money as if you were invited to the whole thing?
No, half it.
Half it.
Okay. That's actually fair, I'd say, to give half of the amount.
Okay. But interesting.
To be fair, those chicken wings that comes out and like the cocktail sausages, they're not costing them a dime. Do you know what I mean? They're costing probably about... give a tenner.
I didn't even know that there was any food. Okay, now I'm excited.
Yeah, there could be something. Yeah. Like even the Tato Sambos and all. So the way they'd bring out those bits later on. Okay, interesting. Thanks, Mel, for that.
Thanks, see ya.
See you, Molly.
Bye.
All right, seems to be present central, €50/half the amount. Okay.
That's all right.
If you disagree and you say no present, or if you say even more than that.
You're looking for an out?
No. I'm just curious. Is this kind of, have we established the sweet spot?
I'd say we probably have, yeah. I would love someone to be like, nah, don't bother.
But you see, the scabs won't come forward.
Yeah.
Listen, we can keep you anonymous. Final thoughts, 087-711-1038.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
The big question this morning, present or no present when you're at the afters only of a wedding?
Everyone seems to be saying present, which is bizarre. Anything kind of between 25 and 100 quid is what most of these messages are saying.
Okay, so I've been invited to my first ever afters of a wedding. I've only ever been to one wedding before, and we're trying to establish present or no present. I'm not trying to get out of anything here.
No, fair.
We're just figuring it out for everybody.
Yeah, we had a voice note in earlier on saying you can't go wrong with €50 in a card. For the afters alone, Elaine was on.
I would say the same thing. A €50 voucher for a meal or €50 in a card. And the going right now seems to be 200 to 250, depending on how well you know the person.
Oh,
so I'd say 50 would be fair enough. We got married in Spain in 2015, and we had some guests who didn't give us anything. So I suppose they just felt that they had been going abroad for the holiday and paying for our flights and accommodation, so they felt it wasn't necessary. But we do remember who those people are.
Oh my God.
I don't want to be on that list.
Oh God, that's terrifying.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, it is. It can be an awkward one.
That's the thing, and you could just end up really getting it wrong. So I'm so glad we have this platform.
Could you do a few scratch cards?
Yeah.
Could you do that? Like, is that
scratch cards?
Like, you know what I mean? That's not my fault if you don't win.
Yeah.
Kaylee was on as well.
Hi guys, happy Tuesday.
Thanks.
I actually have 9 weddings this year, and one or two of them are in evening invitations, but we'll still be giving a gift because at the end of the day, those people want us to celebrate with them, whether that's the full day or the half day or whatever it is, we are invited. So I think it's important to still give a gift. Enjoy the rest of your week, guys.
Kaylee, you sound like a big lick arse.
Yeah, they obviously don't. They don't like you enough to invite you the whole thing. You see,
and you also sound minted.
Oh my God, 9 weddings! That actually just gave me shivers.
That'd be a nightmare.
Wow. Okay.
Nightmare.
Right. I'll do something anyway. Here,
do you ever feel like though, if you're looking ahead to the year ahead and you know there's a wedding in there, you're like, well, that's the year screwed. Can't do anything.
Yeah.
I wish I was this age in the 80s and 90s and like just buy them a toaster.
Yeah. Get them a gravy bowl. Whatever happened to that? Pick up one of them for a tenner.
Three few knives and forks.
Happy day.
Fully charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashling.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up, rise and shine.
Hi, how are you? Tuesday, the 19th of March, you're with Emma, Dave, and Ashling on Spin, just 4 minutes after 9.
Good morning. I want to, at the risk of annoying everyone in the studio, I want to take you back to a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the Willy Wonka Glasgow experience, where this whole kind of thing came about where it was a terrible Willy Wonka experience and it cost people a lot of money to get in and it was crap. And
I thought
you said
those memes were dead.
They were dead. However, the organizer has come out, right? And his top line is, it's kind of bizarre. He said, I was devastated and I was sick to the pit of my tummy.
Yeah, it's
and I'm going, who in God's name is using the pit of my tummy?
That explains so much about the whole experience because it was all written like so weirdly.
Like AI or something.
Is he using AI to reply to this interview?
It's so funny. I saw someone quote reply that being like, there's just a time and place for tummy and this isn't it.
It isn't it, right? But it got me thinking because my mom, especially, I love your mom to bits, but my mom's weird, right? We weren't allowed to do certain things. So we weren't allowed to say belly. You had to say tummy. You couldn't go over like, oh, my belly's sore. She'd be like, oh, don't say that. Say stomach or tummy.
And I'm
like,
what?
And it got me thinking of other weird words we're not allowed to say as well. We weren't allowed to say fart. We had to say a wind. Do you know why? Because it was schoolyard stuff.
Fart.
Fart was
pretty sure that's facts. Oh well, flatulence. I was going to say that's what the doctor would say. We fart. No, flatulence. We used to say bip.
A bip.
That's an ick.
But it was just as a real.
You know
ick.
What we used to say? What? A bottom burp.
Yeah, you said this before.
That's a lie. That's a lie. I'm joking. We never had to say that.
That's
I just
worse.
Thought that would
that's
give
worse.
Ick. That was never said.
But we were just, and it was like random things. But like that one was the weirdest that we weren't allowed to. We weren't allowed to say belly. We had to say
that's
tummy.
Funny. That makes no sense. I cringe at the word belly though, in fairness. And I cringe at tummy. So
I think
stomach.
I cringe at tummy more than belly though.
I think my favourite thing in the world I want to start saying is I'm sick to the pit of my tummy. Oh, shut up.
6 minutes after nine, you're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin. You get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
There is a photographer I want to tell you about from the States. His name is Danny Leon, and he has a book. He's behind the book, The Bike Riders, which inspired Tom Hardy's latest film.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Sounded unsure about that, but
it did, yes. So he was dying to meet Tom in the flesh, and eventually all the plans came together and he got to go on set to meet him. This was like his big thing, was that I want to meet this actor, blah, blah, blah.
That's cool.
So he gets on set, all buzzing, ready to go, probably looking for a selfie and all the usual bits.
Yeah.
And they tell him, you're not allowed to look at him.
What?
They say, now listen to me, Danny, here, boy. Don't look at him.
Danny boy.
Don't look at him.
What do you mean? What do you mean I can't look at him? And they say, oh, he doesn't like it. So
oh,
they go
stop.
And they make him hide behind a tree and observe from a distance so that this guy isn't intimidated by him, right? So
you're
obviously this
joking.
Is some kind of a weird diva demand that on set he doesn't want anyone to look at him in the eye.
This is the author of the film that you're making.
Yeah, yeah. He's behind the book. That
he literally wrote the story.
Yeah, but anyone apparently on set,
he
this
won't
is
look
like
at him.
One of his things. And I know we've touched on something similar to this before in terms of the most chaotic, say, rider lists or diva demands that we've had. But I came across some absolute gems this morning on the back of this. And I'd like you to think about that as well. If you could have one diva demand in life that, you know, isn't even too off the charts in terms of, I want a big, massive swimming pool to be brought in every time I'm in town. Like something that's kind of
yeah.
semi... quote unquote reasonable.
Yeah.
Like for example, right?
Why do we as people though accept this? Like what's going to happen if I look at him in the eye?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like what? He's going to get angry. So what? People are angry in their job all the time.
Well, yeah.
That's true. Get over it.
That's true. Katy Perry has one that I would like back all the way. She has that drivers are forbidden from speaking to her. They're not allowed to start conversation with her when she was in the car with them, okay? And I'd be kind of into that as well. I feel like taxis, when you're booking them, should have an option of like chat or no chat. You know, sometimes you just don't want to be having a chat with the taxi driver. Does anyone else get that?
It's
no.
so cold.
Yeah.
Like, I know what you mean sometimes in the taxi, but...
I find it weird when I get in a taxi and they don't say a word.
Yeah, I actually don't really like that. I find that kind of awkward.
Oh, sometimes I couldn't be arsed with the big chat. If it's in the morning on the way to work, you're like, oh, this could be an extra 15 minutes of sleep.
They should be allowed to do the same back then, the drivers.
Yeah.
So they don't
should.
Have to hear the...
Yeah.
Be busy tonight.
Yeah, fair. Selena Gomez, now this is going back years, March 2014. Apparently she was so heartbroken after one of her spits from Justin Bieber that the name Justin wasn't to be allowed to be said during an ad she was shooting for Adidas Neo back in March of 2014. No mention of the word Justin, which apparently caused problems. Some people working on set were named
called Justin.
So they had to go by nicknames in Selena's presence. So
God, it wouldn't be good if the ad was supposed to be started or finished filming at 9 o'clock and it was 8:59. They just got it done and they were like, ah, it's Justin time. Oh, damn it.
Very good. And finally, George Clooney, this is really going out there. He once asked for a basketball court in a private garden while making the movie Gravity. Also a hot tub in there, a landscaped garden and a custom-made beach hut he was after.
It's very hard to find in space.
All of these amenities cost the film about $125,000.
Oh my God.
Which naturally was going to cause friction among other cast members as well, who weren't going to be like
exactly.
treated and spoiled the same way.
So bizarre.
But this is what I want, okay? And I know I've kind of mentioned this before. I don't want to do the job of filling up my car with diesel or petrol ever again.
Okay.
It's not a job I enjoy. I hate standing there. I hate when you're still on 00 and you're kind of half waving in the window going, will you activate the pump? It's always lashing rain sideways going in as well. It's always windy. I hate the job. It sucks. That's a job I would love to be.
Do you like when the man comes out?
Yeah, there's a lovely man in the N7 actually that comes out in the Apple Green and does offer sometimes to
try the job. That's nice old school petrol.
Where is this? I need to go there. That sounds amazing. I've never done that before.
Apple Green on the M7 outside Rathcoole.
No way.
Yeah. No, he goes around. Again, it's to keep people moving. Like, yeah. So like, I'll do this while you pay so you can clear off or whatever.
So you just hire him.
I like him.
Bring him
around. I always think he'll remember me, but he never does.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm thinking more like, I want someone to wake me up the way my mom used to wake me up for school.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm sick of, like, alarms and stuff like that. When I want to be up, when I have to be up early, I want, like, a nice little, hi, Dave, David, time to get up. Do you know what? I'll give you 10 more minutes. Oh, okay, thanks. No problem. Back to sleep. And it's lovely. And it's just nice. Now, what I don't need is 20 minutes later when I still haven't got up is, David!
Yeah, I was going to say. I think you're remembering this through rose-tinted glasses.
I don't need that. But I do like the nice little, I think that'd be nice, just get a very, very nice, soft, loving person to just be like, morning, David, how are you? And did you sleep well? It's time to get up now. Rather than, you can have 10 more minutes. Exactly. I don't need that in my life. That's pretty deep.
Oh, God, that's giving me shivers.
Horrible.
I would like to never have to chop veg again because all of my dinners, because I'm vegetarian, include the chopping of veg, or generally, you know, unless I'm just doing pasta and sauce, whatever. I absolutely hate chopping veg. It's so time consuming. It's so annoying.
Peeling, washing,
I never want to have to do that again.
You must
so
be
that
good
would
at it
be
then,
my...
yeah.
No, I'm actually crap.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. You're not like a Gordon Ramsay.
No, and I don't have a good knife.
You're like the Kendall Jenner with the cucumber.
Yeah, yeah.
Things backwards.
I need slap chop.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, let you know what, guys.
A human slap chop.
All things to aim towards in life, you know? Apart from the random woman in your room in the mornings. Could be
I
weird
just
thing.
Think that'd be lovely.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Ah, 'twas a weekend for the ages, wasn't it, folks?
Ah, sure 'twas indeed.
A sunny St. Patrick's Day. Sight to behold.
Sorry, that was unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I couldn't stop saying it.
I was out in the garden the whole
Where
day.
Where would you get us? Yeah, we were outside as well. Oh,
you couldn't write
so
us.
So nice. There's a lot of post Paddy's Day kind of news stories doing the round, so I'll touch on a couple of them here. And there's a story about a group of people in Edinburgh who camped outside an Irish pub in tents covered with Ireland bunting just so they could get the best seat in the pub for the
love,
day.
Love it.
That is dedication. The pub posted about it and said, please don't camp outside our pub, and said these rockers, I think they called them, were the only people in the queue.
Right, okay.
So they would have been fine if
we kind of left. We were, me and my housemates were decided we weren't going to go to town, we're just going to stay local.
Yeah.
But we went to the pub when we knew everyone was going to start going to town.
Very good.
So we got seats straight away. We got food and everything.
Oh,
Paddy's Day.
Job.
In Donny Nesbitt's, in front of two lads playing the most unbelievable trad. Like, downstairs was absolutely packed. Upstairs was lovely vibe. Perfect.
Unreal.
Spacious. Like, literally sat there and watched a full set for an hour and a half. It was class.
The look of the Irish, huh?
Ah, it is.
I also came across another article about the latest and shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. Did you hear about this? It started at 8 p.m. on Paddy's Day at the Compass Bar in Curran, County Mayo. It went out the side door of the pub and back in the front door.
That's class.
Parade. Yeah, yeah.
It's good fun.
Another article then I came across made me annoyed.
Oh?
It was from the English website Metro. And the Brits, lads, they're at it again.
Oh, go on.
It's an article called English Words You Didn't Know Were Actually Irish.
Right.
And the first feckin' word is crack.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me?
Now, to be fair, in the last couple of years, I have actually noticed a lot more British people saying crack.
I've noticed it on Love Island.
Yeah, that's
no
what
way.
I've noticed.
Where I've noticed it instead of, like, it's normally such as a typical Irish thing, it's kept amongst us. I've heard a lot of British people on Love Island say, oh, yeah, like, it was good crack.
Yeah, but
and
then
I'm like,
they'd also say, like, let's crack on.
Yeah,
mean,
but
say
that's different.
Do you know what I mean? So I thought, oh, maybe they just say it like that. But no. They go, oh, what's the crack? And I'm like, that's bizarre.
Yeah, so this article is like, it needs little explanation, but it's a word meaning fun or a good time that's actually entered the English language from Ireland. No!
Shocking.
Shock, horror. Anyway, the rest of the words on the list were a bit more legitimate than that one, but I just had to get that one out of the way. And some of them were quite interesting. The word hooligan.
Is
from Irish, and it's thought to have come from a particularly rowdy bunch of Irish hooligans back in the day.
Ah.
The hooligan family became hooligans, whatever.
I thought it was for football, like kind of extreme fans.
Well, it is. That's what it means now, but I think it came from a bunch of hooligans that were rowdy.
That's gas.
Smithereens comes from Irish, which you would definitely imagine.
It almost sounds a bit Gaelic.
Yeah.
Smithereens, yeah.
It comes from the word smidreen, which means little bits.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So it does come from the Irish language.
No, all of these are
Irish language.
From Irish. Yeah, from
gotcha.
Ireland.
Like, sorry.
The word Tory comes from Ireland.
No.
Yeah. So that's the nickname given to the members of the Conservative Party over in the UK.
I always wondered how they got Tory from Conservator. Like,
me
because
too.
I'm like, there's a very, very little bit of it that could possibly be conservatorship. Do you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it's nothing to do with conservatorship. It's just conservative.
Yeah.
That's part.
So very weird.
Yeah. So it comes from the Irish word, I think it's Tauric. Tauric, and it means outlaw. So apparently it was referred to supporters of the Protestant King James who defeated the Catholic rivals. Then his followers were called like outlaws and then they became conservatives.
No
Tories.
Way.
Yeah. And then the last word on the list, which I really liked, was the word galore. And it comes from the Irish phrase galore.
Which means?
So it means enough or plenty. So if you say like, I have shamrocks galore, and it means...
You have loads of them.
It comes from galore.
Oh my
Very
God.
Good. That's nice. Interesting. Very good.
Yeah. But crack is ours.
This is great. I kind of love it. I'm feeling even more patriotic than I did on Paddy's Day.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, we gave you 9 words. Yeah, yeah. Go us.
Don't go through the list of the amount of words the French will give us. That could go on for a while.
Say nothing about that, yeah. Well, all of them are ours, in particular crack. But when I start hearing them say, God, he was some hooligan on Love Island, then I'll know.
I'll be a hooligan.
Exactly. We need to rein it back in, guys.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
And all this week, we have loads of all-access passes to Emerald Park to give away on the show. You can enjoy a day out, and they're all exciting rides, roller coasters. As we mentioned earlier on, we got to go up there last year, and we had such a blast. It was so much fun.
Oh, it was
so
packed.
Fun. It'd be great on a summer's day, spend with your friends or family. 4 all-access passes to give away today to you and your mates or your family.
It's coming up to Easter as well, isn't it? Like, it's coming up to like the Easter
break. Yeah, the Easter
so break. Can go
you can only imagine, Mom, I'm bored.
Yeah. You won't be bored at Emerald Park, believe me.
So your chance to win all this week on the show. We have not just Stephen, but Lisa and Stephen standing by. Let's talk to you first, Stephen. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. Okay, listen, one of us is really going to be put through our paces all this week on the show. One of us is about to be egged. Here's the idea of how this is going to work, guys, right? We've Stephen there and we have Lisa there. For your chance to win these all-access passes to Emerald Park, the perfect day out for the Easter midterm, we have eggs in front of us. They're all wrapped identically. The catch is some of them are perfectly lovely chocolate eggs. Others are chicken eggs.
Real eggs.
Not happy with this.
No.
This is going to be awful.
These eggs aren't staying in the box either. They're going on our heads.
Yeah. So essentially, the first person to get a chocolate egg will win the all-access passes. And it's up to one of us to start cracking them off our heads to get the chocolate one for you. But it's up to you, Stephen, because you were on first to choose who's cracking the eggs for this morning. Will it be me, Emma, Dave or Aisling?
I have to go Dave.
Of course you would. Why would anyone...
Why did I think Dave is going to get picked for this every day?
Why would anyone go with anyone else? Thanks for that, Stephen.
Okay, so Dave's just about to change his headphones and put on a big plastic bag.
Dave is putting
himself.
A plastic bag over his head. This is quite dangerous,
I'd
say. There's
a hole in the top of it and there's a place for
his
arms.
Oh, there is. Oh, fantastic. Producer Callum has fashioned a lovely black sack.
Oh, this looks nice,
Dave. To be worn.
Brilliant. And one for around us. Oh, that's brilliant. Okay, good stuff.
Wow.
You're going to need to put that on your head, though.
Oh, yeah, probably. Okay. This is bizarre.
Yeah,
but Dave. How did I know this was going to happen? This exact thing would happen.
Do you hate Dave or something, Stephen, is it?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
He's your least favourite one. Okay, cool.
So we're playing for either Stephen or Lisa is going to win these passes today. When you get to a chocolate egg, Dave, we are laughing here and hopefully you get to that first and there'll be no cracking.
This is the most dramatic thing I've ever seen. Producer Callum is covering the floor around Dave with plastic bags. It's as if the egg is made of lava or something.
This is probably going to be pointless. It's probably
going to
be a chocolate
egg. I don't think you're going to need this much stuff.
And I know everything, every little bit of it is going to go on my face and on my clothes, even though I'm covered.
Lisa, are you nervous for Dave?
Yeah.
You're here hoping that, you're hoping it's going to be a cracked one so we get to you. Right, Stephen.
Stephen, pick a number and Dave will crack that egg over his head. 1 to 6.
5.
5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
Go with this one. Okay.
Nice big crack.
Dear God, I know exactly what this is. Ow!
That's
cracked.
A real egg now, Stephen.
Lisa, over to you. You pick a number now between 1 and 6 minus the 5.
All over my clothes.
Number 3.
Number 3. All right.
Dear God.
Dave's wearing a lovely little...
That'd be another real egg there, Stephen. Lisa, well done.
We're
picking so well, guys.
Okay, Stephen, please pick a chocolate egg. You've won 2 and 4 and 6 left.
2.
Number 2. Oh. I think that might
be chocolate. It's chocolate. Thank God.
Stephen, you've won yourself 4 all access passes to Emerald Park. Sorry about that, Lisa, but
Lisa,
you got Dave to crack an egg over his head.
2 of them.
Lisa, you'll see the video online later. It'll be worth it. Thank you.
Great. Thank
you.
Well
done, Stephen.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. But no, credit to Dave, most of all. There's literally egg dripping out your eyebrow. Yeah.
There's egg dripping out your nose.
Oh, look, there's a little bit of it on my eyebrow. Isn't that lovely? Oh, that's stunning.
We need to get some lovely wet wipes in here for tomorrow. Poor
and do you know what? At least, though, at the same time, Stephen obviously walks away with passes to Emerald Park, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But Lisa got to crack an egg over my head, basically.
Yeah, virtually.
I've always wanted to do that to someone.
No better person than yourself.
Hey, come here. Do you know if eggs, Ash, are any good for skincare?
Oh, yeah, very good. Rub that in there.
Oh,
do you want another one, actually? Right there. You've got a blemish on your cheek.
Oh, dear God.
More chances to win with Emerald Park on the show same time tomorrow here on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ash.
It spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
I was telling you, a couple of hours now ago at this stage, I was late for work because this morning when I left my apartment, there was the sound of a lost cat on the street. And I realised, Gatubbin, when I saw its Gatubbin. Collar and its tag on its collar, that it is the sister of the cat that's owned by the restaurant on our street comes to visit us. So there are now 2 cats in my apartment. One of them is the cat that always comes, and the other is the sister that was left on the street for some reason last night.
Oh, they're obsessed with the Bonners, aren't they?
My poor boyfriend Alex is currently running a cattery in the apartment. He's waiting for the restaurant to open so we can return both cats. And the 2 of them are sitting there. He said the cat that always comes didn't even bat an eyelid at the other cat. Oh, you're here now too.
Oh, how are you?
Didn't even bother.
And like Mr. Plops, the OG cat that comes to visit, you would think is like, you know, they're kind of territorial, aren't they? Like, this is where hang. Jog on, sister.
Alex
literally
made 2 bowls of food. Mr. Plops has eaten both of them. The other cat is clearly the runt of the litter.
Right, okay.
Oh, the poor thing. What is it?
Midnight is the name of the new cat.
So what time does the restaurant open?
I think it opens at 11.
Grant, so you're going to have to take 1 cat each and walk back so they don't go... Can they be carried or would they start freaking out?
I don't know.
Street?
I think we may have to bring the head chef in. Carry them home in the chef's hat.
Her life, man. There's never a dull moment, is there?
I just need to get home before 11 so I can meet the cat.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.